This week's news that Donald Trump has fired his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, has put three other Trumps into the spotlight. His three oldest children, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, who reportedly played a role in that decision. So who are Trump's children and how much influence do they have? Michael D'Antonio is the author of The Truth About Trump. He joins us. And Michael, the ones we hear most about are the three oldest that I just mentioned, but he has two others, right?
Right. He has a daughter named Tiffany, who is a student at the University of Penn, and a son named Barron, who's still in grade school.
So how influential are Donald Trump's kids?
Oh, I would say that they form the real kitchen cabinet, to borrow a term from the Reagan years. They are the ones he turns to for advice that considers what's best for Donald, but also what's best for the Trump organization going forward. So they have in mind, I think, preserving the company, but also protecting their father.
One more than the other, or all three of them equally?
Oh, I think Ivanka is kind of the leading voice when it comes to politics and public relations, especially. Donald Jr. is probably the one that he might rely on most for advice about real estate.
And what is Ivanka's background? What more do we know about her?
Well, you know, she's a very polished person who's well-educated. I think she moves in circles that Donald doesn't understand. You know, she's a millennial. She's just a more likely to understand how people who aren't Trump insiders might view her father.
And what about Eric Trump? What's his background?
Eric's the youngest. He was a real small kid, 5 or 6, when the big sex scandal happened in the early 90s that really marked these kids pretty much for life. For his part, Eric was probably least aware of all of that, and I see him as the one who's most devoted to the father's image. You know, the other two can see him in an almost ironic way, but Eric is pretty devoted. You know, he even said to me that he thought his father was a lot like Winston Churchill or Teddy Roosevelt. You know, this was a couple of years ago when the guy wasn't even a candidate for office.
And you say that Donald Jr. is somebody that Donald Trump Sr. would go to for thoughts about real estate. What is Donald Jr.'s background, or what does he bring to the campaign?
You know, I think he's very hard-headed. He's a lot like his dad in his forcefulness. When I was in Scotland reporting on the big Trump controversy over there related to a development, it was Donald Jr. who was sent over again and again to act as a troubleshooter. So he's kind of a tough-minded, practical guy who likes to get things done.
So some may hear this and say, good, he's a family man. It speaks highly of him that he cares so much about his family and respects their opinions. Others may look at this and say, well, this could be a problem if he really trusts the members of his immediate family more than anybody else. It's going to be too insular and maybe not a diversity of opinions about what should happen in the campaign or, for that matter, the country.
I think that is a real problem. I think there is a bubble there, and that Trump Tower is actually a rather isolating place. It's in the middle of Manhattan and the most diverse city perhaps in the world. But when you go there, you do get the sense that you're almost in a bunker. And I think there is a risk here that Donald only relies on blood relatives and one in-law in Jared Kushner and may not have the diversity of opinion he should be hearing. Now, to their credit, I can see that the kids are having a positive influence on Donald's style. You know, he's going to become somewhat presidential finally. And this is something that he's promised for a couple of months, but hasn't done, I think, because of Corey Lewandowski. And I think ultimately you're right that the problem of isolation there is a serious one and could be very damaging over the long term, because they're just not going to get the inputs that they need.
Michael D'Antonio, as you've watched what's happened in the last week or so with the firing of Corey Lewandowski, some polls that have come out that have not been as favorable to Donald Trump, where Hillary Clinton is well ahead of him in general election polls. What do you think? Are they very concerned about what's happening with the campaign, the Trump campaign, do you feel?
I think they are. I think all of these moves indicate that there's, if not panic, really profound concern that they're losing control of this. And the thing that Donald fears the most is being embarrassed and humiliated. You know, that's why he talks so much about how they're laughing at us all over the world, is because Donald really cares about whether people laugh at him. And if he is absolutely clobbered by Hillary Clinton, it's going to be very, very difficult for him to recover emotionally from it. So I imagine his kids are actually very concerned just about his well-being going forward.
That's Michael D'Antonio, a former Newsday reporter and the author of The Truth About Trump. Michael, thanks again.
Thank you.